I'd like now to welcome Sandy Buffett, who is sitting with us in the cafe, Santa Fe Baking Company. She's the Executive Director of Conservation Voters New Mexico and CVNM Education Fund. Welcome.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Great to be here.
Good to have you. You are paying us a brief visit because this is the legislative session, and you've also got some things going on. One of them is the so-called abandoned uranium mine reclamation bills.
Yes, we really could use the help of all your listeners out there today, so I encourage folks to grab a pen and a piece of paper while I talk about these bills that are being pushed by the uranium mining industry.
Now, uranium mine reclamation, what is that?
Well, so-called uranium mine reclamation bills, these are bills that are industry-backed by the uranium mining industry, mining companies, that are seeking to revive uranium mining here in New Mexico. And as you may know, we have a toxic legacy of the last boom and bust cycle when uranium miners came in and left a legacy of toxic pollution across the northwest part of our state. So what they are seeking to do is, I believe, inappropriately link the cleanup of the old abandoned uranium mines of the past to new uranium mining exploration. So they're saying, hey, issue the permits and let us generate revenue, and part of that revenue then will help clean up the old mines. Well, we certainly need to clean up the old mines, but we don't want to perversely link it to creating more of the problem. So these bills, unfortunately, they don't hold the former operators accountable, so it lets the former polluters off the hook. And the revenue won't also come close to the true cost of cleanup. So we're asking your listeners today to call Governor Bill Richardson and the Speaker of the House, Ben Lujan. So let me provide those phone numbers. Governor Bill Richardson is at 476-2200, and Speaker Ben Lujan can be reached at 986-4782.
Now, is this one of those bills where the name of it is not consistent with what the language of the bill says?
Well, they're often written that way to seem more benign than they are. But these bills have really been taken over and amended by the industry, and we need the help of the governor and the speaker to defeat these bills. So the numbers of the bills are SB 487, that's Senate Bill 487, and HB House Bill 342. So please ask the governor and the speaker to help us defeat these bills.
Now, this is, it's something that we talk about in various times on this show is when somebody digs into the ground, are they then responsible for the mess they make?
That's called the polluter pays principle. And with mining and the uranium mining industry, the history is that, no, they have walked away from the problem.
And it ends up being a problem of the taxpayers.
It does. It ends up privatizing gains and socializing the losses. And with the uranium mining, it would affect the sole source of drinking water for many of the Navajos in the Northwest. So we can't afford to have another boom and bust cycle of uranium mining in the state.
If people are driving and they did not have their pencils and papers ready, how can they reach you or reach Conservation
Sure.
Voters New Mexico?
Well, everything I just said is up on our Take Action section of our website, which is www.cvnm.org. That's for Conservation Voters New Mexico. And just click on the Take Action site. Take 2 minutes of your time and make phone calls. Help us stop those bills.
Sandy Buffett is Executive Director of Conservation Voters New Mexico. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a little break right now. Stay tuned to KSFR.